Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here, but watching this election unfold was like watching two septuagenarians fight over the last insurer in the retirement home cafeteria. You know, America is the only country where we measure our democracy by how many flags we can cram onto a stage. The red states get redder, the blue states got bluer, and the purple states turn into some bizarre Jackson Pollock painting that even Jackson would look at and go, "What the absolute fuck was I on when I made this?" The debates were like watching two guys at the urinal arguing about who's got the bigger stream while neither one can hit the fucking bowl. And we're all standing there going, "Jesus Christ, at least aim in the general direction of a policy." You know what really gets me? The fact that we become a society so fucking polarized that you can't even mention you like pineapple on a pizza without someone accusing you of being in some goddamn deep state plot to destroy Italian culture. It's like we're all walking around with these invisible team jerseys, and if you're not wearing mine, I automatically assume you're a complete asshole who wants to burn down the Constitution. Look at social media the night of the election. Half the country acting like they just won the Super Bowl while the other half is preparing for the apocalypse. Meanwhile, the rest of the world is looking at us like we're that drunk uncle at Thanksgiving who keeps bringing up politics while simultaneously exposing his ballsack through his worn-out dockers. I was watching the returns come in at this bar in Chicago, right next to this couple who was clearly on a first date. Talk about bad timing, right? By the time Pennsylvania was called, she was dry humping his leg in celebration while he looked like someone had just shoved a cactus up his ass and twisted it. I bought him a consolation beer after she left. Poor fucking bastard muttered something about never using a hinge again before drowning his sorrows in an IPA that probably cost more than his dignity. That, my friends, is the state of American romance nowadays. And all these candidates promising to heal the divide. You know, the last time something successfully bridged a divide that big? The fucking Golden Gate. And even that's starting to show its age. We're not looking at a political divide anymore. We're looking at two different species evolving on separate continents who occasionally meet to throw shit at each other. I am Kyam, and you're standing at the precipice of another 4 years where half the country thinks we're saved and half thinks we're fucked. Meanwhile, I'll be here drinking bottom shelf whiskey, watching my retirement account fluctuate with each presidential tweet, and wondering if I should finally take my buddy up on that offer to move to his compound in Montana. At least there, the only political discussion is whether deer meat tastes better smoked or grilled. I mean, that is just my opinion. I could be wrong, but I'm not.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I like your style, dude.
Hell yeah.
Not bad.